This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. Our guest on today's program is Dr. Tom Little, Superintendent of Yancey County Schools. This is part two of our conversation with Dr. Little. Today he talks about the issue of supplements. Welcome, Dr. Little.
Thank you, Steve. Well, there seems to be some issues from an article that came out in the paper about the supplement that was given to our two middle school principals. We have historically given a supplement to the high school principal because if we did not, the pay is such that it would be very difficult to get someone to take that position. And even receiving the supplement, as Mr. Robinson did, we still had two teachers at the high school who made more money, whose salaries were higher than the principal, one who had about an $8,000 salary hike over the principal. So the board several years ago decided that in order to retain someone and to attract someone even, that they needed to give a supplement to the high school principal. And that was a supplement in the amount of $5,000 per year. Mr. Robinson this year transferred to Cane River School, middle school, and the administrator at Cane River has not received a supplement in the past. We've not given supplements to anyone but the high school principal. But since Mr. Robinson transferred to a position where there wasn't a supplement and his contract stated that he would receive a supplement, therefore his supplement went with him to Cane River. So he is receiving a supplement of $5,000 for the life of his contract, which is two more years. His contract runs out in 2010. So at that time, his salary will drop to what it would have been had he not transferred from Mountain Heritage High School. With Mr. Robinson receiving a $5,000 supplement, Mr. Tipton requested that he also receive a $5,000 supplement since he is also a middle school principal and he has a school with more students than Mr. Robinson has. So the board had to address this issue, and of course they could have easily have told Mr. Tipton that his position did not mandate a supplement, and so therefore he was not going to get a supplement. But what the board decided to do was to give Mr. Tipton the same supplement Mr. Robinson was receiving, which was a $5,000 supplement, and they stipulated that both supplements for both principals would fall off at the end of Mr. Robinson's contract, which would be the end of the 2010 school year. So that's what the board decided to do to be fair to both gentlemen. Steve, in closing, I would like to say that we had a very productive school year last year when we received our test scores back this year. All of our elementary and middle schools made the AYP, our average yearly performance. We met that goal. When you look at the state average, only 40% of the schools in the state made AYP, which means 60% of the schools across the state of North Carolina were failing schools. So the fact that our schools all made it is really something to be proud of. When you look at the neighboring systems, they may have had a few schools that made AYP, but you're not going to find where all of them made AYP. The only school we had who did not make AYP was Mountain Heritage High School, and the primary reason there was the graduation rate. The graduation rate was not at the level that the state is mandating. You might remember, however, that we were in the top 10% of the state in dropouts, in not having dropout students. So while we did great with our dropout rate, our graduation rate for the cohort graduation group dropped to where it put us not making AYP. But I'm very proud of the fact that we were in that group of schools, the 40% across the state, who made AYP. So we're taking that and we are moving on this year. We have new goals to meet. One of our goals is the bullying program. Another goal is to increase the graduation rate at the high school so that they will also make AYP next year. We're continuing our programs in language arts, math, and the arts. We're strengthening those programs and just working to provide the best education possible for the children of Yancey County.
Our guest on today's edition of Close Up, Dr. Tom Little, Superintendent of Yancey County Schools. For Community Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.